I'm Sue Ellicott here on Air America with Mark Riley and Mark Maron, and we're taking your calls at 866-303-AAR0. That's 866-303-2270. And first, we're going to go to Alice in Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, Alice.
Hello.
What's up today?
Well, I wanted to make a comment about the medication mental illness issue. When I was 18, I was diagnosed with a panic anxiety disorder.
Right.
And they put me on a bunch of medication. I can't even explain how many medications I was on. And it wasn't until I was about 24, I'm 25 now, that I realized that I didn't have a problem. I was just an adult.
Exactly. Exactly. Right? It's scary being an adult.
It was a great revelation because I realized I don't need these medications. I just have to deal with adult problems.
So you feel that the people are over-medicated?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks for calling. That's great.
And the second one thing I wanted to comment about was being British and dealing with mental illness.
Yes.
My husband's from London. We've been married for 5 years, and he married me.
Sorry, Mark is just commiserating with you that you have to share your life with somebody British. He's very open-minded, Mark Maron.
He's wonderful, adorable, the most handsome man in the world, but he has depression, and nothing that he treats with medication, just a thing that pops up every once in a while. But, I lost my train of thought.
Is it in the winter?
No, it's not in the winter. It seems to be job-related, but it was never allowed to be discussed by his family.
No, that is true about the Brits. They are a bit uptight.
He married me, an American Jew, and
Well, good for him. That was the road to recovery.
We're emotive in my family, to say the very least. And it's been quite the revelation for him. So now when he has an emotion, he expresses it. This is how I feel, and I'm saying it to you, and it feels so great.
But are you saying that you like that or you don't like that?
I love it.
Good.
It's so funny about Jews who marry. Like, my wife, I'm a Jewish person, and my wife is this sort
Lonsman.
Of...
Lonsman.
Oh, yeah, is that your name? Oh, yeah, no, I'm Lonsman, yeah. But but she's also very, it's not that she's not emotive, but she's a little, she's a kind of tough love kind of person. And I was married to a Jewish person once, too, and there was just too much insanity. Is she gone now?
Oh, well, I think that's, the point that she makes about British people being more, hiding that stuff away or not feeling comfortable.
And
that,
drinking,
that has changed. Yes, I mean, no, you joke. I lived back in London for a year last year. It was scary to me, the amount of drunkenness all day long, because the pubs are open from the morning right until last thing at night. A lot of people deal with any issues that they have, whether it's just loneliness, unhappiness, frustration, by suppressing it all under alcohol. And that's true in America, too, but it's so obvious in Britain because they forget to eat.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.